This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Major League Baseball is ramping down here. Spring training, they're fixing to break camp and go start the games next week. Tampa Bay Rays are ready to go, and we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. You can also follow us on MeWe and Gab the same way. And we're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America thirdwatch.com. There, covered all the bases. All right, and now, starting out, hour number two, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Here he's coming in on his gallant white steed horse. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Did you quit laughing at?
No, it's great. I love it. I love it.
All right. Let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, a great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start the program the way I started it in hour number one. A tragic situation in Boulder, Colorado. A shooter came in, apparently loaded in tactical gear, ready to take out a bunch of people. Still don't know all the details about it. We do know 10 people were dead, including one Boulder police officer, namely Eric Talley, age 51. He'd been with the department since 2010. He was the first officer on the scene, first officer to enter the grocery store, which was King Supers in Boulder. And apparently he confronted the gunman and was simply outgunned and was shot and mortally wounded. Died right there in the store. But apparently it looks like as if he did get a shot off and hit the shooter in the leg, which is how we saw this gentleman being taken out in a pair of shorts with no shirt, bleeding from the leg. And that, we believe, was the suspect. Now, we know the name. We're not going to mention the name. Don't care about the name. We're not going to give him even 30 seconds of press. But our hearts and thoughts and prayers go out to all the victims, and especially a brother in blue when they go down. Our lights are burning blue tonight here at the studio.
That's exactly right, Captain. And right now what we know is that no motive has been released. So we don't have any news on that at this point. However, we do understand, as you mentioned, he seemed to be in tactical gear, brandishing what is being described as an AR-15 style of weapon. We don't have any information yet on how he obtained that weapon, whether it was registered, how it was bought, any of those things. Those will be coming out very, very soon, we understand, as we get more information about this. But again, you're right, Captain. Tonight we are just mourning the death of the victims and, of course, the police officer who ran into the danger without a thought of himself, trying to save the people, and lost his life. So that's right. We are just devastated by that tonight.
Now, Chris, in Massachusetts, I believe that's where he's from, sent a message, and he said, "Did you hear Biden and Harris flew on Air Force One together?" Yes, and you're right, Chris, that is a big no-no. Never, ever, never, never, ever, never are the president and vice president supposed to be flying on the same plane together, because if that plane goes down, you've lost both your president and your vice president. And that has been, up until now, very strictly adhered to. But apparently, for some reason, Biden over-talked he did something to make that happen. It never should have happened.
Well, no, you're right about that, Captain, and of course, because that's the protocol, that's the right protocol to have. There's no doubt about that, so I think it begins to beg the question. Obviously, why is that happening? It's so very hard to overrule the Secret Service on something of that much importance. So it does beg the question, why was Kamala Harris, why does she always have to be so close to the president? I think that's a legitimate question, given the circumstances that we see Biden, you know, or his condition.
Well, after what we saw on the tarmac, where she actually... when the Secret Service agent was having a tough time to tell Joe, "No, Mr. President, you have to go that way towards the helicopter," she actually had to walk over, tap him on the shoulder, and physically point to the helicopter. That's where you're going.
Right, exactly. Now, again, now just imagine if that had been President Trump, and I don't want to bring up a whole thing with that, but if that had been President Trump, the media and the Democrats would be all over it, saying this guy doesn't know where he's supposed to go next, that kind of stuff. But yet for Joe Biden, it just seems to be another day at the office.
Yeah, and there you go. Now, the other thing is, and we talked about this a little bit, well, we'll talk about it after the break. Kyle and I will be back because Eric mentioned something in the chat room, and we're going to address that about the cheap labor and this, that, and the other. I have some information on that, Eric, that you may not be aware of, and I'm going to tell the audience about it when we come back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Yep. I'm taking it away. I am. Well, you know, there's gold waiting in that dollar windshield of yours. If you'll just give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. A Florida comprehensive insurance is required here in Florida. So, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and all points in between, Auto Glass America will actually come to your home or office, process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield with a full guarantee, and $100 will be dropped right in the palm of your hand if you mention my name, the Captain Matt Bruce. Now, all you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America, and make sure you tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. There he is. There he is. All right. Well, let's go right back here to the report. Now, Kyle, Eric in the chat room was talking about big money being involved with the people down on the border, and he said something about churches and other different groups and all that.
That's right. Yeah, he seems to be saying that basically the churches, big religion, as he's calling it, would stand to make some big money from massive immigration.
Well, let me tell him where the big money is coming from, because we have found out in a report that corporate donors, the people that give lots of money and that invest in corporations, the bigwigs, are behind the push to give the 4.4 million illegal migrants that are here, the Dreamers, to begin with, amnesty. And they are loading the cash. They're stashing the cash in the drawer for all those people that are involved, including the churches. So that's where the money's coming from.
Well, that's right. And, of course, they're looking for
cheap labor
force and so forth.
Cheap
exactly.
labor. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Well, but in some cases, too, Captain, this is going to be a pretty interesting thing to see play out, because if the if they're able to raise the minimum wage, as the Democrats are wanting to do, we're going to see a lot of corporate America begin to institute some kinds of changes. Some of those may be reduction in staff or workers in some cases, or they may, for an example, food service industry, they might go with more kiosks where people are simply ordering through a kiosk rather than talking to a person. So, so it could be some pretty big ramifications coming down the pipe.
And I saw my first kiosk today, yesterday rather, in a Dollar General store. They had a kiosk there. They got two cash registers. They were using one, and the other one was an automatic kiosk where you just scan your stuff and you run your credit card. It's only credit cards. And you get done and out the door you go. You self-service with putting the stuff in a bag and all that.
Exactly. That's going to become more and more prevalent, I think.
Yeah. Now, the honeymoon is over. Joe Biden's numbers are starting to slip 2 weeks in a row.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. And I think a lot of that, Captain, has to do with the idea that, of course, they keep trying to blame Trump for everything. That's sort of their go-to thing to do. But as we get a little bit more time into this administration, people are starting to ask more questions about Joe Biden, not only his ability and this kind of thing right now, but I think they're also not super happy with the results that they're seeing. They're not super happy with the gas prices going up to where they have. They're not super happy to see that there is a full-blown humanitarian crisis slash disaster on the border. People are saying to themselves, wait a minute, what have we got ourselves into here?
Well, let me tell you a little secret about the gas prices. The prices at the pump are up 70 cents a gallon in my state, where I'm at right now, since January the 1st. But here's the other thing. Are you aware of the fact that the wholesale price of gasoline dropped from where it was, $2.05 a gallon, to $1.94, and it's been sitting there for days, and they turned around and jacked the retail price up 20 cents a gallon above where it was when the wholesale price went down 11 cents a gallon.
Yeah, isn't that something? Exactly. And part of that, I think, is going to be there's a surplus to a great degree, but the issue, of course, Captain, is that if people were seeing that gas prices were pretty
Wait, hold on. If there's a surplus, you don't raise the price, you lower it.
Well, of course. Exactly right. So what gives is the question.
Yeah. Now, again, the wholesale price, and I'm going to look at it right here, right now, because I'm going to give everybody an idea of what's going on, because I got the wholesale prices of oil. While Brent crude has gone up by the barrel, while West Texas crude has gone up by the barrel, $61.42, the wholesale price of gasoline is holding steady at $1.94 and has been for 5 days now.
Wow.
Okay, it has not gone up. It's dropped down 11 cents a gallon.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. But on the whole, you know, people are seeing these kinds of increases, and that translates into how much it costs to buy stuff at the grocery store. So all these things go together for people's perception. And also, Captain, another thing, too, Joe Biden hardly talks to the press. And so people feel like he's not connecting.
There may be another reason for that, and this might have something to do with it. A report from the U.S. intelligence community suggests that intelligence officials believe that the Chinese Communist Party, known as the CCP, did in fact attempt to hinder former President Donald Trump's chances in the 2020 election. Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Told you
Well, we always knew. We knew long ago that the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, would infinitely more prefer Biden to be in the White House than Donald Trump. I mean, given everything we know about Hunter, everything we know about Joe Biden, his trip to China, and all that stuff, that in and of itself is very, very bad. But also, though, they know that Joe Biden is not going to be tough on China the way that Donald Trump was. Donald Trump was tough on China in a way that really no modern American president has really been. And so that in and of itself is reason for them to say, you know, we have to kind of change the playing field here.
Yeah, and the other thing is a large U.S. study shows that the AstraZeneca Oxford COVID-19 vaccine is 79% effective at preventing symptoms. Now, the AstraZeneca also said there was no risk of safety concerns surrounding the vaccine, blood clots or otherwise. This is another vaccine about to be added to the mix.
Well, that's right. Now, we understand in
Europe. This makes what, three?
I believe so. Well, we've got Moderna, we've got Johnson & Johnson.
And this one.
And this one, exactly. So, but in Europe, they've had some issues where they have had the idea of the blood clots and so forth. But my understanding is that it's been a comparatively small number. Now, obviously, one's too many, but a comparatively small number compared to the millions who would receive it, that kind of thing.
Now, Miami Beach was somewhat quiet last night. It wasn't as bad as what it had been the past few nights. Might have also had something to do with the fact that it's a Monday and some of the students may have moved out of Miami and gone somewhere else where they think they can party hardier. Just my thought. But the Miami Beach city manager addressed the rowdy vacationers, and he said that this was more than a spring break crowd, and he tried to tell them that, hey, man, you're welcome here, but just don't tear the place up.
Well, exactly right. And part of this, too, I think, is that there's a lot of stuff sort of pent up. You know, there was no real spring break before and so forth. And
Well, lot of the people are local people.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And they're using this because school was out for a week. Mm-hmm. Down here. The colleges down here are out, too. And they're using this as an excuse for them to get out and have a good time.
Well, but when you see...
They aren't all from out of state.
Well, yeah, exactly. But when you see, you know, all the fighting that goes on, these kinds of incidents and so forth, it's definitely gets out of hand. There's just no doubt about it.
Well, that's the alcohol that gets that going.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time.
World's biggest cocktail party is every year up in Georgia at the Florida and Georgia football game. That you call that the world's largest cocktail party.
Exactly.
It's more like beer, though. I don't know about cocktails.
Mm-hmm. But when you have such a large number of people concentrated into one area, I mean, and you can talk about the COVID issue to begin with, but second of all, you have everybody starting to kind of go crazy. It's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, and let's see. We're getting a lot of stuff tossed at us here by somebody. So we'll take a look at that during the break. All right, hold that thought, Kyle, and folks, we'll be right back with more. Kathy's going to give you the phone number in case you want to opine. And we will be back with more. By the way, a Democratic congressman stepped up and stopped the Democrats from ramming something through Congress yesterday.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what...
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. At least six people are dead, including one police officer, after a shooting at a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado. Police say the incident began at a King Supers store on the south side of Boulder around 3 p.m. local time. Dean Schiller tells KDVR-TV what he saw at the scene.
We heard gunshots going off. It sounded like a heavy caliber type, maybe a shotgun.
Police say they have one suspect in custody who is currently hospitalized. The FBI and ATF have joined the investigation into the shooting. And data from AstraZeneca's U.S. trials of its COVID vaccine shows that the shot is 79% effective against symptomatic cases of COVID and 100% effective against developing severe symptoms. The company says it will ask the FDA for an emergency use authorization in April, possibly adding a fourth option to an expanding supply of coronavirus vaccines. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance. Or this. Make sure you do this. For digging project.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, thank you very much, Kathy, for doing that for us. That's Kathy Curtis, a voiceover expert and a news girl. She's here in the Tampa Bay market, and we appreciate that. We used to work at the same radio station together, and she did that for me early on, a few years back. So there you go, and hope she's doing well. Now let's bring Kyle Warren back into the mix. And Kyle Warren, this portion of the program is brought to you by our buddies over there at the Stem Cell Patch Company. And let's give a little listen about this right now. Let's see what we can hear.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, Kyle, there's something very funny or very strange about that patch, and I'll tell you what it is. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've had it on my left foot and my ankle right in the middle of my foot for going on about 3 weeks now, roughly, maybe 2.5 weeks. And I think I can honestly say that it's doing something now, because last weekend, where I normally would have had problems, you know, my foot starting to swell up, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
knock on wood. There it is right there, knock on wood. Nothing has happened in the last couple of weeks, so I don't want to jinx myself, but so far so good.
No, that is good. And one of the things, of course, is that you're actually using the product, you know, and it, and you're getting these kinds of results. So that is, that's very cool.
Speaking of using the product, how about a Minnesota Democrat, Congressman Dean Phillips, who broke with his party on the calls to overturn the Republicans' six-vote victory in Iowa by voting to not allow them to do it, and it couldn't get out of committee. So therefore, guess what? Start, try it again.
Well, that's right. Yeah. His, in a statement, he said that losing the House election by six votes is painful for Democrats, he says. But this is important. But overturning it in the House would be even more painful for America.
Yep.
And so, again, you know, the idea, Captain, that this was an election, it was certified, it was every, all the challenges could be made, all that stuff, and then somehow to put it into the purview of people who are not from the state or not from the district and so forth to simply impose their will, that would have been literally the overturning of a certified election. And I think that this is a very, very good thing that Congressman Dean Phillips was able to put the stop to it.
We know what they were trying to do. They were trying to override the victory by Julia Letlow, who won her late husband's congressional seat over the weekend. So they were trying to make that a null point.
Right. Well, of course. Exactly. So, but again, it's interesting because, you know, the very fact that anybody even asked a question about the November 3rd presidential election, that was somehow totally verboten, but yet the many Democrats in the House were happy as clams to go along and try to overturn an election that happened in Iowa.
Now, North Korea went and did something a little different. We haven't had this happen. A North Korea national was extradited to the United States for the first time for a fraud scheme.
Yeah, that's a very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. It looks like, they went into federal court on Monday, but they don't have an extradition agreement with North Korea, by the way.
No.
So that's why this is very significant. Yeah.
Yeah, and they got their guy, so to speak. Now, MSNBC's anchor, Brian Williams, has always had a little problem with stretching things a bit, right?
I recall, yes.
Yeah. Well, he's an ally of a disgraced anti-Trump group. He now showed off an ad yesterday on his news show on MSNBC linking former President Trump to the Atlanta riots.
Interesting. Well, again, this is all about, for some reason, President Trump continues to be on their minds.
Well, they know he's coming back.
Yeah. See,
and they want to stop it.
That's the thing. See, they understand that the election was over and this kind of stuff. But yet what drove, so many millions, tens of millions of people, upwards of 75 or more million people to go and vote.
The most ever for a Republican presidential candidate, which is still hard to figure out how Joe Biden could have won anything without cheating.
Well, exactly. So this is why they still have President Trump on the brain, basically. And that's not going to end anytime soon, I think. But it does show that Trumpism is still alive and well in the U.S.
Well, yeah. And something else here. CNN and MSNBC are in a contest, Kyle. You know what it is?
What's that?
They're fighting for the toilet seat at the bottom of the cable TV news ratings.
Well, I wonder sometimes, and of course, I think, I know that CNN in particular, I think, according to reports, has been losing a lot of viewers since President Trump left office.
Well, of course. You're going to watch Brian Stelter?
Yeah, right. Well, but the thing is, you remember every single day, President Trump would come out and say something. He'd say something to somebody, and then they just make hay out of it all the time. But President Biden hardly says anything to anybody, pretty much.
Okay.
And they don't have any, they have nothing to rail against.
Here's my new goal for radio. You ready?
What's that?
It is my goal to take this radio show to the point to where we can have more listeners listening to us on the internet and on the radio at night than CNN and MSNBC combined in the same time slot. So far, we beat either one of them most of the time, but we don't beat them both combined all of the time. And I'd like to be able to do that just once, to say, see, told you so.
Yeah, well, right. Well, it's. I think it's heading that direction, though.
Yeah. All right, Judicial Watch has announced that it has filed a District of Columbia Freedom of Information Act lawsuit in the District of Columbia Superior Court against the District of Columbia for the autopsy of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick and related records, because nobody knows how he died yet.
Right. Now, again, that is one of the things the American people, I think, Captain, value above all else, and they value the truth. They want to know what happened in any particular situation. What happened at the Capitol obviously was wrong. We know that Officer Sicknick died shortly thereafter during that day. It was originally reported that he was hit with the fire extinguisher. I think that came out to be an erroneous report.
Not true.
Exactly. So again,
but he was sprayed with bear spray. Apparently,
he was sprayed with bear spray. Exactly. So again, that doesn't diminish the wrongness of what people did, and certainly attacking Officer Sicknick was absolutely wrong. But I think the American people do want to know what is the whole story, and I think that's a natural thing to want to know, because if we don't know the whole story, we can't prevent these kinds of things, we can't get the right perspective, and so I think that's an American desire and not a
well. Bear spray, if anybody hasn't checked on it lately, is toxic.
Yes.
Says, do not inhale.
Yes, exactly.
And if he got sprayed in the face with a bunch of that, that could do a lot of different things.
Well, exactly. And again, the fact that the first story about the fire extinguisher, that doesn't diminish the fact that you're not supposed to attack police officers.
All right,
just that simple.
Well, hang on. Let's take a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot, Wesley Chapel. If you can give me 60 seconds, I'd like to...
You've only got 30 because I'm running out of time, but go for it.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let me get back with you after the top of the hour, then.
All right, okay. He called right on top of the break, just about, right, Kyle?
Well, that's right, yeah, and these are hard breaks. That's the thing.
Yeah, exactly, because the computer would cut him off in midstream. Mm-hmm. By the way, the DHS has failed to inspect most international mail and high-risk parcels from China. That information coming from a federal audit, which was released this month, which means a lot of stuff coming in from China is getting through.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm talking about whatever it might happen to be, drugs, narcotics, whatever.
Well, exactly right. And we have to make sure that that doesn't happen. And so these kinds of reports are very important, because hopefully it's going to get something to move to action here.
Well, that's absolutely true. And as we go to break, folks, we'll be back on the other side of the break with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't forget, this program is all about all of you out there. We the people. That's what we do here in this program. We the people. We let you talk. We bring up comments and topics, and then you take it from there. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
There you go. That's a New Jersey cowgirl that found her way down to Carrollton, Georgia with her husband Don at the Double D Ranch there in Carrollton, Georgia. Check them out. They're listed in the phone book. I know. I've looked it up. So there you go. And they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hello out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there. Tell them the captain sent you. You were listening to me on the radio. You get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And if you're not already a member of the Truckers Club or the RV Club, you need to do that. And then you'll get points for the food you buy, the fuel you buy, the supplies you buy in the trucker store, and away you go. All righty, let's get it started here with a little something about America.
Kitchen, free of the evening slime.
looks at her and says, hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop a flower. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home of the free? Yeah, little pink houses for you and me.
John Mellencamp, ain't that America? And I haven't heard that in a long time, Kyle.
No, we haven't heard that for a while, but that was very big back in the day, and it was a very big music video as well, as I recall.
Yep, yep. And when a girl pulled into the gas pump and tried to climb out of the car and fell over the top, that was kind of interesting.
That's right.
And the young lad that was sitting back there, and there was a gas jockey, I guess, came up and helped her. All righty, here we go. We're going to read the list here, and then away we go. The next few days, so it's going to be rain, thunderstorms, heavy snow, and fire weather in the weather forecast, depending on where you're at. A couple of systems will produce unsettled weather the next few days from the Four Corners region into the portions of the plains as well as Midwest and South. Now, severe thunderstorms are possible from the southern plains into the mid and lower Mississippi Valley and south. Heavy rain is possible with flooding in the central Gulf Coast region and heavy snow in the southern Rockies and fire weather in New Mexico and Texas. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're looking at some wind advisories in Southern California tonight, especially if you're coming across I-10. Just as you start getting west of Blythe and heading towards Palm Springs, Desert Hot Springs, you're definitely going to be seeing that wind advisory kick in. We should have those winds here for at least through Wednesday, as I recall. We've also got wind advisory in the high deserts, Mojave Desert, this along Interstate 15. Out near Barstow on your way to Las Vegas. Also, wind advisories in that area as well. High wind warning, this is in the Yosemite National Park area tonight as well. Lake wind advisory. We've got a lot of wind, by the way, out there. Lake wind advisory near Reno and Carson City, I should say, as you're coming into Reno and Carson City on I-80 in Nevada. Now, up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, we're reading fog tonight. So this is also impacting 4th of July pass. So please be careful because you've got icy patches there, but also you're going to have to contend with the fog. So be very aware of that. Down in Colorado, winter weather advisory in the southern part of the state as you head down I-25. Winter storm watch in northern New Mexico and central New Mexico near Santa Fe and Albuquerque tonight, Captain.
Yeah. Now, we do have some severe weather that's moving across Texas right now. It's still pretty much in the San Antonio-Austin area. And if you're coming across I-20 right now, you're going to be in it, okay? And I-10 as well. Now, I-20, it's scattered. It's moving in your direction up there towards the northeastern and the central portion of Texas, as well as the southwestern corner of Arkansas. But right now, over San Antonio and the Austin areas, we do have severe thunderstorms that have been rolling through one after the other. We've got some flash flood watches and warnings. It's coming across I-10 as well. It's about 40 miles or so west of Houston right now and could continue that way. We'll see. But the northern part of Louisiana, I-20 north up into Arkansas, you definitely have got bad weather and weather watches up in there, as well as flooding, flash flooding up along the eastern part of Arkansas, Little Rock over towards Memphis, and then straight down the western part of Mississippi. And, oh, by the way, you do have in southern Mississippi and down towards New Orleans and over towards Alabama, Mobile, you do have rain coming in, lots of it, and they've already got the rain watches and warnings up there. And that's about it in terms of weather for tonight. And, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And we're going to be going right away to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we're going to get an update on what happened in Boulder, Colorado. So what do you have the latest on Boulder?
Well, we have 10 dead, including a police officer, one of the first responding to the scene.
Yep, he walked right into the gunfire, apparently. Mm-hmm.
So they do have only one suspect. They are not releasing his name.
Nope.
Not releasing any motive yet. So that is really kind of where we are as far as any details are concerned.
The strange thing about this, Denise, is apparently his family was in the line to get the COVID shots there at the King Superstore. And I'm trying to think to myself, I wonder if the target was actually the family members.
Well, I'm not convinced of that because apparently there were people that were shot outside of the store, like on his way in. So it's too hard to tell what any kind of motive is. So
I don't know about motive. I'm just reading the report I got here from KCNC TV, Fox 31 Denver, and they both talk about the fact that there were relatives inside waiting to get COVID shots, and I'm just wondering what the significance of that was.
Well, I mean, they may have found that out and just put that into the story. I'm not sure that it's got anything, germane to do with it.
His family ran into a closet and hid,
mm-hmm.
is the story. Yep. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Awful.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, he got shot himself in the leg, and it's assumed by one of the reports that I heard that the dying officer may have got off one shot and hit him in the leg. So
correct.
We don't know if that's true or not, but that's what it appears like. And we even when we do find out the name of this guy, we're not going to mention it. I'm not just going to do that. But I will tell you that we have a blue light lit right now here in the station because of that. And that's what we do every time we lose an officer in the line of duty. If it's a police officer, it's blue. If it's a firefighter, it's red. That's the way we do it.
Okay.
Now, we have got a lot of stuff to talk about after the top of the hour, none of which is the least important as the other, but we can't get away from the border. My God, that border won't go away, will it?
No, it won't. Not at all. And shouldn't.
All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music, and we will be right back, folks, with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch all over the country, and a big shout-out to all our friends up there, KNUS, up there in Denver, AM 710, The Answer. Thanks for tuning in up that away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969. 8600 and tell us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.